This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There are a lot of moving parts with these Paris attacks and the aftermath thereof. We took on part of it yesterday, the how question about how ISIS pays for itself and its operations. Today, we're going to take another slice, how ISIS and terrorist groups writ large coordinate what they do. For months now, government officials have been arguing with technology companies over encryption, arguing with companies like Apple and Google and WhatsApp. They've started to encrypt messages and emails as a privacy measure those companies have, and as a selling point, to be honest. The government wants access. We called our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, to help break it down. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
What, I guess maybe we should start with, what are some of the tools we're talking about here that these guys might have, might not have, we don't really know, used?
Yeah, encryption tools used to be a lot harder. It used to be the kind of thing where you had to have a long PGP key and you had to be pretty techie to figure it out.
I'm sorry, a long what?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It wasn't fun. Now it's a lot easier. In fact, it's so easy that it's built into iMessage, for example. It's built into other consumer tools like WhatsApp. There are apps called Telegram and Wickr and kind of a lot of different options that you can download. And they have various levels of actual security. But for the most part, they mean that your messages, when they're sent from device to device, are encrypted in transit, so they can't be intercepted and read while you're sending them.
I understand why people would want to encrypt things, right? Bank account numbers, passwords, stuff you don't want people to read. The question is, does this encryption really work? Like, no fooling.
Well, no encryption is foolproof. And that's absolutely the case. In fact, encryption, a lot of security experts will tell you that encryption is only as good, any security is only as good as the person on the other end of the message.
Before I move on, I just want to be clear. We're talking about apps that you can download from the app, whatever app store you use, right? I mean, they're just out there.
They are just out there, yeah. And part of why this has become such a big conversation is that companies like Apple and Google are starting to build in encryption. For a long time, you had to go seek it out. You had to find it. You had to implement it. Now it's built into the apps that you're using every day.
All right. So Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, on the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, she is now saying that Silicon Valley companies, by providing this encryption, as we were just talking about, are actually helping terrorists, and that this stuff can't be decrypted even if they get a court order. Where does this go? What does the government want, do you suppose?
They want a backdoor. Yeah. And they've wanted a backdoor for a while. In fact, that conversation, I believe you and I even talked about it on this very program. It was an ongoing argument. It was a longstanding request. And the FBI had sort of backed away from that. They had said, you know, clearly people don't want a backdoor, because creating a backdoor into encrypted products doesn't just create a backdoor for the government. It creates a backdoor for any hacker who also wants to break in. And I think, you know, it's been a long time coming, but American consumers have also said that they want privacy and security. They're overwhelmingly worried about identity theft, and they're worried about their communications being intercepted and hacked, because that causes them real harm in the world too. And so it's a really tricky argument. I think it's only going to get more intense. But I think companies, Silicon Valley companies and other companies, banks even, have started to realize that privacy and security for their consumers is a real selling point.
Is there a way, do you suppose, that the government ever gets ahead of terrorists and encryption and technology, or are they always, almost by definition, playing catch up?
I'm not sure that catch up is necessarily the right way to put it. I think that you could say technology is and always has been an arms race. And you know, that was the case in World War II.
Yeah.
And so there will always be a race to stay ahead of any bad guy, no matter what technology or tools they're using. That's sort of just the nature of the chase.
Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, with the long view right there. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.